is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads, get your team ready for this season by shopping Dr. Dish's all-in sales event and receive an exclusive $3,000 off their top training solution, the CT Plus. Dr. Dish is here to help your players have no regrets, just results, and be all in this upcoming season with exclusive offers on their top shooting machines now during the Dr. Dish September All-In Sales Event. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Sean McDonald, boys varsity basketball coach at University School in Cleveland, Ohio. You're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new FastDraw and FastScout. FastDraw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off FastDraw and FastScout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. FastModel also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. FastModel Sports is the best in basketball. Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here with my co-host Jason Sunker.
We're here to break down the best episode of Star Wars in recent memory, Mike. And I'm just kidding. I'm joking, but I'm telling you, I know you haven't watched The Orange Lady at all, but the episode.
Wait, I did watch it.
Did you watch it. Tonight's already?
No, but I watched last week's. I watched the last half hour of last week's episode.
You didn't fall asleep?
That was the worst half an hour of TV.
Oh, come on.
I'll never get that 30 minutes back. Mike, nothing happened.
Let me just say this. Let me just say this. The episode tonight had the best lights.
Listen, I didn't watch the episode tonight. I don't care about that one. What about last week's?
For 30 minutes,
nothing happened. Seriously. They flew around in a flying saucer. And then people were shooting at him. And that was it. There was like no dialogue, nothing. Seriously, nothing happened for 30 minutes.
She got out of the thing and slipped over the thing.
No, man, that was the worst. I was out already.
Mike, you got to watch this one. And then if you still say that after this episode, then okay. But I'm telling you, the best lightsaber duels in a Star Wars movie since Revenge of the Sith. Honestly, like seriously, best. Great. The All end right. was great. Okay. There we go.
I'll take your word for it. The odds of me watching that are, I don't know.
If you're on the couch and the kids are watching it.
Yeah, I'm out. Okay. I'm out. Anyway, so NBA, a lot of news out there. So we have a ton of things to discuss tonight, right? A lot of NBA news.
Someone got hurt at practice today. I saw that, but that was about it. Oh, who was that? Someone got hurt in a workout. I did that. So that's the one piece of news that we had. But the real news we're going to talk about, I'll research that and get back to you in a second. The real news is Team USA lost. And then, like, of course, they've already played since that loss. So it kind of we can talk briefly, I think, about Team USA's loss, then coming back to win today, which really wasn't a basketball game today. It was a blowout. And then what we're going to do is we're going to wrap the podcast. We had a teaser 2 weeks ago that we kind of spaced out. I honestly spaced out. And then I was sitting here thinking, like 2 days ago, I was like, didn't we like say we were going to like do something on last week's episode? And then I was like thinking about it. And then today I finally went back and listened to the episode. I was like, oh yeah. So we're going to end the podcast discussing the top 10 Americans. And we'll talk about like what we would do, like how we draft picked our teams, whether they're for longevity or do we want to win the championship, who we would pick. So we'll talk about that because we were very vague in our criteria, Mike. We didn't keep ourselves like put ourselves in a position where we-
I don't know. I don't know that I did any better in going through this exercise in terms of what I was thinking. I don't know if you were able to clarify your thinking, but maybe we'll talk it through.
Okay, but first,
Trey Murphy the third. By the way, there you go.
Trey Murphy the third. So he
from the Pelicans.
The Pelicans. They need to get some help.
Pelicans are well represented on my top 10. I want you to know.
Yeah, they are not on mine. I got one. I got one.
Come on, man. Come on.
I got one. You're gonna be excited by my one, but I've got my one.
I'm sure I am. I can already tell, man. I didn't know Jose Alvarado was American.
Anyways, so Team USA loses abhorrently on Sunday, giving up 110 points in a, as you put it to me, 40-minute game. Like,
how do you do that? Seriously.
It's not the All-Star game.
They played legitimately, they played zero defense in that game. Well, I mean, giving up 110 points to anyone is ridiculous.
When all their bigs are in foul trouble, I mean – JJJ, like, give me a break. That guy, Jaren Jackson Jr., like, come on, man. Stop getting into foul trouble. Like,
he seriously has two fouls in the first, like, minute and a half of every game.
Did he do it again today?
Can I get some Evan Mobley on Team USA?
He might be on my list.
All right.
Preview. But no, I.
Can we bring him in for this game? Can we bring him in for this tournament?
Well, I think it's a little late for that now. You have to imagine they asked him, right? Like, you have to imagine that.
I just don't see how Garland and Mobley weren't
somewhere in the mix.
I just don't see it.
If I'm the Cavs, I try to get Mitchell, Mobley, and Garland all on this team.
Well, Mitchell's probably a cut above, right? He's in the list of guys who are in waiting for the Olympics.
I mean, here's a question, Mike. I don't want to spend too much time on the Cavs and the Olympics and stuff, but okay, so Mitchell's probably going to the Olympics. Is there any chance Mobley gets an Olympic roster spot? Like, cause if I'm Team USA, he's defensive team, first team. He's solid on offense. He's not great, but like, how is he not better than like, there's no way.
He at least is on the floor. I mean, the benefit, look, if you're comparing Jaren Jackson Jr. and Evan Mobley, what you're comparing is when Jaren Jackson Jr. is on the floor, he theoretically is a slightly better shot blocker than Mobley, probably a little bit stronger. Maybe if you take the fouls out of the equation, maybe the better defensive player. But I would say it's pretty close. Offensively, what you like about Jaren Jackson better than Evan Mobley is his ability to space the floor and shoot threes. Mobley clearly, at least up until where we are at this point, we haven't seen him be able to shoot threes at a high rate. And yet I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that in this World Cup so far, Jaren Jackson is 2-for-7 from
shooting
three
lots
point
of threes. He's shooting lots of threes.
Yeah, so it's not like he's like lighting it up and they're really utilizing him as a guy that can spread the floor and take high volume threes. So look, would Mobley make sense on this team? I think on this team he makes a ton of sense. On the Olympic team, as we'll get to here in a minute, he maybe makes less sense, but you can certainly make an argument that he should be right there in the discussion, especially if he continues to develop as an offensive player the way people expect him to. So we'll see.
Hey, Mike, we got breaking news on the podcast. Woj just tweeted. Danny Green has agreed to a one-year deal to return to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Danny Green. Nice. Harden replacement.
He has a strong relationship with several key members, including Joel Embiid and head coach Nick Nurse.
Is that going to mess up their cap space for next summer when they're bringing in all these guys to play with Tyrese Maxey?
I mean, I have to imagine he's on. I have to imagine that Danny Green.
Who knows where?
I have to imagine Danny Green is on like a minimum contract, right? Like,
no, you don't think he's signed for $12 million?
No, get out of here.
No, I would guess not.
All right, sorry. It literally just came across my screen, so I figured I'd shout it out. So, like, listen, I'm sorry to do the Mobley thing. Like, I was just wondering, like, this team is just hot mess. Now, they're probably going to win the gold because the team that could beat them because of their size advantage lost today. And, I mean, I don't envision any of these other teams that are left beating them. But at the same time, like, if they give up 110 points, I don't know. Because, I mean, listen, a lot of things had to go Lithuania's way. Like, they hit, like, they started the game 9-for-9 from three. I don't know what they ended up shooting in that game.
I think they were 14 of 25, if I'm not mistaken,
So, like, you know, obviously they came out on fire and hit 9 threes to start the game. Okay. And that's probably the recipe to beat Team USA because they don't play defense, apparently. But I just don't – and honestly, I didn't watch any of the game. I just kind of – you gave me the beat, the rundown. I didn't even know they lost until, like, something – I was scrolling on Twitter. It was Sunday, right, Mike? It was Sunday?
It was Sunday morning.
So, like, I was scrolling on Twitter looking at, like – and like NCAA stuff.
No, wait, it was Saturday. It was Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. I was looking at like Ohio State stuff because they were about to play, and I was like scrolling, and then all of a sudden I see Lithuania 9-for-9 from 3 to start the game. This isn't a good sign for Team USA, and it was like in the 3 hours ago, and I'm like, what? And then I went and looked, and I was like, they lost, and that's when I texted you, and then you gave me the rundown. Like Anthony Edwards seemingly was the only player that showed up to that game. But listen, could that happen?
Well, today he had three. So he went for 35 in a loss, and today in the win, he scored three, went 1 of 6 from the field. So
I don't know. Listen, bottom line is this, Mike, I still think Team USA wins the gold. And this is just like a bad,
What was interesting? Look, let's phrase it this way, right? I think, I don't know about you, but what I did when I put together our list here of American players and trying to come up with the top 10 guys that I would want to form a team with, there wasn't a tremendous amount of guys on this roster that I even considered to
there
be
were
on
two.
What I would
there were,
think
there were
to
two
be
for me,
the best.
There were two for me.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it as we go through. But this team is good enough to win the championship of the World Cup. And I think that I like the way that the team theoretically is constructed in terms of they have lots of different pieces that are capable of doing different things. Obviously, as we go through and we reveal who our top 10s are, we're going to come to the realization that a lot of these guys are not top 10, top maybe even 25 guys in some cases. At least in turn, and that's not even including all the foreign guys that play in the league. So this team is not the best representation of the talent of the United States and the NBA, but it is a team I think that is relatively well constructed in terms of positionally and guys fitting together and having guys that do different things, which I think ultimately is probably going to allow them to win the gold medal. But we'll see. I mean, they still are going to have, I think, two tough games left. I mean, the two games they have left, no matter who they end up playing, I think is going to be a challenge. Serbia, to me, is probably the weakest of the three teams that are the four teams that are still left that the U.S. could potentially play in one of those two games. So you're looking at Germany, you're looking at Slovenia, you're looking at Canada. So those three teams, I think all three of those teams can give the U.S. a solid game, and they're going to play. The U.S. is going to have to play two of them unless Serbia upsets somebody in the semifinals. So it's going to be two difficult games coming up here in the semifinals and the finals. But I'll still be surprised if the U.S. loses that. And if they play to their potential and they decide they're going to play a little bit of defense, I think this team should win gold. But I won't be stunned. I won't be stunned if they don't. But they should win.
Okay, I agree. Okay. Well, and you know, next week we'll be able to eat crow on it, right? I mean, they play.
That's right.
Semifinals.
When they go out in the semifinals.
Semifinals is Friday, and when's the finals? Sunday.
Probably Sunday. When Schroeder pours in 46 against us, we'll know.
Schroeder.
When Schroeder plays the piano and bangs out the 46 concerto against the U.S.
Doing the little
we'll
dance.
We'll know. We'll have to come back on and eat some crow.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on those, Mike? I don't really think.
Nah.
Okay. All right. So then the other exercise we're going to discuss is the top 10 players we would want on a Team USA. I've got my list. Some are going to be surprising. Some are not. And so here's how I did this, Mike. I said,
okay,
I said,
you lay out how you did it, and then I'll lay out how I did it.
If I was competing, and I know are we 2 years from the Olympics?
No, one year. Okay. Because the World Cup normally was
– Oh, yeah.
Normally would have been in 22 and then the Olympics in 24. Because
of COVID.
For whatever reason, I think COVID-related, they pushed it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So my view on it was this, Mike. I said, these are the guys that I think will help me win the gold medal this year. I don't care about after this next Olympics. I just want the 10 guys who I think I want on my roster for the Olympics this year. And I know the roster is probably more than 10, but these are the 10 guys that I chose. And I went through most of the rosters. Did not look at Orlando Magic's roster. I did not look. I didn't look at the Oklahoma City Thunder roster. I didn't look at the Detroit Pistons roster. So if I omitted anyone from those rosters, I apologize.
Well, Paolo is on Team USA right now.
Yeah, he's not going to be on Team USA.
So you omitted him.
Oh, yeah.
You omitted Chet.
Yeah.
No. You omitted Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, get out of here.
Star of the select
get
team.
Get out of here.
No.
All right. So I'm going to start with the guys who I think.
Wait. Stop. Keep going through your process.
Well, so I went through all the rosters.
Don't reveal any guys. Did you do it positionally?
No, I figured they would figure it out. I did not do it positionally.
So you did you picked guys regardless of position.
Yes. I
tried to do it positionally.
You would always do things positionally. I knew you were going to do it. I just said I want ten guys who I can think I can win with.
Okay, so I don't think it honestly. As I looked at the lists, like what I tried to do was I first put together a list of guards. Then I put together a list of forwards. Then I put together a list of centers, guys to consider. And that list probably had 30 or so players.
I didn't have that many players.
I included everybody who's on this current Team USA. I included everybody on my larger list, just to be fair, because these guys are playing this year, which theoretically, at least in the past, has always given guys a leg up, right? If you've played internationally relatively recently, that usually gives you a better opportunity to make the following years or subsequent years teams if you have international experience playing for Team USA. So I put all those guys on my extended list. And then I kind of went through and I just made a list of guards. I made a list of forwards and I made a list of centers. Yeah. And then from there, I tried to narrow down and pick the best.
How many centers I have, Mike?
10. I don't want to say regardless of position. But
like I have zero centers on my list.
You have zero centers.
I mean, one might be considered. You might be able to consider one a center. I already kind of spoiled that one.
Okay,
but
I have two. I have two centers with a third center lurking. I'll give you my lurkers too.
Okay,
once we get into it. So, all right, let's go. Let's do it this way. Even though you didn't do it positionally,
here's the two ways we could do it. One other thing I would say.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. I did not. Like I said, I'm just going with these guys I'm going to win with. There's no way I don't win with this. I didn't even judge on new. There's no way this guy's going to do it. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do that either. I just picked.
You can probably predict what one of my guys is based on that statement. But
yeah, I mean, I came to the same conclusion that you're coming to. We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay. So let's go guards. Is that what you want to do?
Do you want to do it? Do we do it? I guess my question is, there's two ways we could reveal this. One is you could do it positionally and reveal the guys that qualify in different positions, or we could do it as guys that were 100% no-brainers. You didn't even have to think about whether this guy should be on the team or not, and then go into the guys that there was some debate in your mind about whether they were, which, again, we can have that same debate as we're going through positionally. So I don't care if you want to go. So the two ways are guards. No-brainers or positional.
Let's do guards. Let's just do guards. Let's do it by position. Okay. I think positionally makes sense. Perfect. Okay. So
Okay, good.
So my first is let's do guards. I Steph Curry was immediately written on my list.
Absolutely.
Because Steve Kerr's the coach. Steph Curry's the best shooter in probably in the history of the NBA. Okay. There's no doubt in my mind that he has to be on this team. Done.
Yeah, he's a no-brainer. He's a no-brainer. No discussion. Steph has to be on this team. There's no question.
We don't have to talk anymore about that. Okay. My next guard probably should have been the finals MVP, but he got hosed. Like, I have Jamal Murray on my list.
Jamal Murray's Canadian.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I read that he was.
So you're going to have to go back to your secondary list. Jamal Murray is sitting out. He's sitting out this year playing for the Canadian team, but Jamal Murray is Canadian.
That just shows how ignorant I am. When I was looking at my list, I thought that he was American. Okay. Well, then my other guard's Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, I'd have him for sure. Donovan Mitchell has to be on there, right?
I have Mitchell on my list.
He's not a no-brainer, though.
I have Mitchell as one of – I have Mitchell on my 10, but he is not a no-brainer for me. I have him on my list of 10, but I don't have him as a no-brainer. But he's on my list. He's on my list of 10.
All right. The other guard that I have I have Booker on my list of 10, Mike.
I have Devin Booker on my list. I think Booker, what he's done in the playoffs the last couple of years, what he did in the finals against Milwaukee, the fact that he's still young and I think by all rights getting better. I think Booker has to be on this team, and he played in the last World Cup, whatever that was, 2 years ago after they lost to Milwaukee in the finals. Remember him and Middleton and Jrue Holiday flew over to – where was that, in Japan? Or was that the – that wasn't the Olympics, was it? Because, yeah, that was the Olympics, remember, because they postponed it a year for COVID.
Yep.
So Booker won the gold medal there with Team USA in Japan in 2021, I guess that would have been. So, yeah, Booker's on the team. He's a guy that can handle the ball, can distribute if he needs to, mid-range score, has a skill set that not a lot of other guys have. To me, Booker was a no-brainer.
Okay, and I don't know if anyone else on my list is considered a guard, although one's kind of a hybrid.
All right, we'll leave the hybrid alone.
Okay. So do you have any other guards that I'm omitting?
I have one more. I have one more guard, but I'm going to leave that. Let's leave that alone and go through and get to our no-brainers, and then we can get to our guys that we're debating.
Okay. Forwards. We'll move to forwards. Okay. I have Kawhi Leonard on my list, Mike. If he's healthy.
Kawhi Leonard is not on my list. He was not even a for me. He was not even a guy
that's healthy enough to play. Is that your assumption?
He was on my long list of guys, but he was an immediate cross off. I thought he deserved to be on the long list, but
you can't rely on him.
You can't trust him. He's not going to play.
All right. Listen, those are fair.
I just don't think he can be on the list. If you tell me I'm getting the best of Kawhi Leonard, then sure, I sign up for that every time. But that's what you were telling the Clippers they were getting, and they've gotten nothing near that. And any time in the last, really since he signed with the Clippers, when he's gone full go for any length of time, he's been unable to function. So
I just want to show you, Mike, my list here, if you can see it on my grainy camera.
You're crumbling it up?
I have Kawhi, and I have a question mark next to it. So he was my question.
All right, that's fair.
Here's my that's question. Fair. Okay,
look.
So
here's where I have Kawhi. Look. So I have him third, and I have him crossed off.
Okay.
So that's my long. That's
oh my
long
God!
List.
You have Tatum. I could write Jason Tatum on my list. Anyways, the other forwards. I got to put Durant on the list. Like it doesn't.
Durant's a no-brainer. He's a no-brainer.
All right.
No-brainer.
Right. The guy who I don't think is going to play, but I'm going to put him on the list. LeBron, right? You got to have
LeBron. LeBron's a no-brainer.
Okay. Look at you. Yes.
He's a no-brainer. I mean, when you think about from like a team standpoint and an Olympic and guys you would want, like there's just, I mean, he has to be on the team. Like there's
is there any chance he plays, Mike? One last hurrah. Is there any chance or no? Like what percentage do you give that he's playing?
I'd say there's a chance. I think there's about a 25% chance he plays.
Does it depend how the season goes, right?
Well, right. He's going into free agency, correct? Yeah. So what's he got to lose? I mean, I think there's a decent chance. Like I said, 25%. I think he plays. I definitely wouldn't rule it out wholeheartedly. And he'd be a guy that clearly, if he wanted to play, they would gladly take him, and for good reason. You would want LeBron.
There's no way
there's no way
Team USA would be like, LeBron, we're good. We're good.
Right. Yeah. Nah, not that. No, thanks, LeBron. We're good. All right. We're good. We don't
so,
really need you.
So that leaves me with, I have three players left, Mike. Okay.
No, wait. Okay. So go back who you have. So you have Steph,
Booker, Durant, LeBron, and Donovan Mitchell. So those are the five. And then I have Kawhi.
So you have five.
I have Kawhi still.
Oh, you have Kawhi. Sorry. All right, Kawhi. That's fair. Listen, we're not taking Kawhi off your list.
And I had Jamal Murray incorrectly. Had Jamal Murray slide. I think. Okay. So.
All right. So you got it. So you're gonna have to get another. You're gonna have to get another guard after you go.
Yeah,
through
I
your
think
list.
I'm gonna go. We'll talk about this after. You can make your.
Let's talk it out. Let's talk it out when we get there. Okay. You can add a guard. Let's
so the
talk
next
it out.
Person on my list, Mike.
Okay.
Has spent a lot of time at the buffets. I put Zion on my list, Mike.
Oh my God.
I put him on my list, and here's
seriously.
All right. Listen, this is theoretical, Mike.
Okay.
But if Zion has a good season this year, and he's able to play 30 games,
okay,
and he's healthy, and he's truly chiseled, as they say, and he stays away from the buffets,
okay,
he would be an exciting player to have on Team USA. You don't have him on your list, right?
Could not agree more. He is not even on my long list.
You've been the biggest Zion fan in the world, and you don't even have him on.
He is not on my long. Look, I can be a huge Zion fan, but I don't want him on. I don't want him taking up a roster spot.
I know. Listen, I'm thinking. I know. I'm only picking 10 guys that I want on the team. I know the roster is 15. Okay. If I expanded this to 15, would you even have considered Zion or no? Still.
I mean, if I'm taking 15, then I'm looking at flyers of guys who have a huge upside. And if they end up being completely injured or overweight and can't play or otherwise distracted, it doesn't really matter if I'm taking 15. Okay. If I'm taking 10, I just don't see how I take Zion over some of the guys on my list. Zion was the fourth
name I wrote on my list, Mike.
All right. All right, keep going.
Anthony Edwards is the only guy on the current Team USA that I have on my roster. And I did not take into account the 3 points that he scored today. But
all right, so you have Edwards.
Edwards is
– all right, so you're up to
– that gets me to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Plus Murray, and then who's your last – so who's your last guy?
I have Mobley on my list. Mobley. Who? I told you, I'm Mobley. I want Mobley. I want his defense. Right. Looking at the rest of this roster, I mean, if Kawhi's playing, he can play defense. I want someone protecting the hoop.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation, whether you're a beginner basketball player looking for a place to start or a seasoned vet looking to level up your skills, I want to tell you about your new go-to secret weapon. It's called Train. Train is a basketball training and education platform that gives you on-demand access to premium basketball courses created by expert coaches and trainers from around the world. Want to get better at blowing by your defender? Learn setup drills with NBA and international pro trainer Marius Williams, or how to use the punch drag with NBA trainer Kerry Darting. Looking to level up your catch-and-shoot skills? Practice space shooting workouts with former lead female trainer for Kobe Bryant's Mamba League, San Dixon. Or if you're just starting out, learn the basics of shooting and finishing at the basket from international champion, 3-time Romanian Player of the Year, and Train co-founder, Vlad Moldovaniu. Train has 32 and counting actionable, expert-led, on-demand basketball training courses that teach you exactly how to improve your ball handling, shooting, attacking, and more. For a limited time, HoopHeads listeners get 35% off monthly, annual, and lifetime plans. Just go to gotrainbasketball.com/hoopheads to learn more and sign up for a free 7-day trial.
Your team, I would say that you don't have a ton of defensive players on your team, I would say. Right?
I would agree.
So, I mean, Kawhi, good defensive player. When he's healthy, Mobley, obviously a good defensive player. Everybody else, average at best, maybe to below average.
Yeah.
I have to add a guard.
I have to add a guard, right? So, to me, can I just talk about who my two guys would be?
Yeah. Who do you have?
I have Tatum. Right? Tatum has to be one of them.
All right.
He was on my list. I don't trust that guy as far as I can throw him, but he can actually play. He can play defense.
All right.
And probably, ironically, it's probably Jaylen Brown's the other guard, right? Like guard forward. Okay. They both like.
All right. Like, I mean, I had Brown on my list. I crossed him off. I have Tatum on my team, and I have the same reservations that you do about.
I mean,
Jason
who's
Tatum,
a better defender? Is Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown a better defender, Mike? I would make an argument that Brown's probably a better defender, right?
I mean, reputationally, I think coming into their careers, I think, and the early perception was that Brown was a better defender, but I'm not so sure that you'd win that argument now if you argued that Brown was a better defender. I mean, I think they're both probably good defenders, maybe not great. I feel like Tatum maybe is more versatile and guard more positions just because he's a little bit taller and moves his feet a little bit better laterally than Jaylen Brown. But I think you're splitting hairs if you're trying to decide between those two guys as a defensive player. So, look, I had Tatum in my 10. He for me, I don't want to say he was a no-brainer, but he was maybe in the tier in between no-brainers and guys that I really debated whether or not they should be on the team. I felt like Tatum, with what he's done, I felt like he clearly was one of the 10 best players, regardless of whether you want to slot him into positions or whatever. What he's done to this point in his career, both regular season, playoffs, and I have the same misgivings you do about him. I'm not so sure that he's at the level of being a top five guy that carries your team to a title. He hasn't proven to this point that he's capable of doing that. But on this team, his versatility on this team, I think, makes a ton of sense. What he can do inside, outside, what he does defensively, being able to guard multiple positions. I just think he makes a ton of sense here. So I think adding Tatum to your team, I'm 100% in on that.
So I'll add Tatum. You've convinced me, Mike. Congratulations. You have just won an argument supporting Jason Tatum. I don't know how you feel about that, but
yeah, I'm not sure I feel too good about that, but
I mean, the only other name that I would even like maybe consider, because I saw some stats, Mike, from the current team USA, and it almost made me think of the most effective player. You know who the most effective player is?
Tyrese Halliburton.
He's the only other guy I would have considered. I'll be honest with you.
He's right there on my list.
Like he's been more effective than Anthony Edwards according to statistics
different types of players, right? I mean, Edwards at this point is still more of a score first guy and doesn't necessarily have the playmaking. Halliburton probably is not as good of a scorer as Anthony Edwards, but can score and clearly is a superior playmaker. Yeah. Might be the best distributor in the whole league, honestly, when it comes to guys who you'd love to play with. I mean, he just moves the ball.
But he
makes
didn't
easy
lead the
passes.
League in assists last year, Mike.
Harden led the league in assists. Isn't that sad? It's just sad.
He wasn't on your list, right, Mike?
James Harden, he was on my long list.
I didn't even consider
him. I crossed him off, though. He was an immediate cross-off. I wrote his name down and then crossed it off immediately.
I'm surprised you didn't write down Harden instead of Harden.
I should have put like four X's through his name. But all right, so to review, your team, Steph, Booker, Mitchell, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, I couldn't put Anthony Davis on my list, Mike, just so you know, because
I just slip of the tongue, man.
Did you put him on your list?
Forwards. Hold on, man. I'm getting there. Forwards, KD, LeBron, Tatum, Kawhi, Zion, Mobley as your center at your 10. Okay. All right. So guards for me, Steph, Booker, Mitchell, and the last spot was tough. The last spot was tough. So I had four guys.
Who are the candidates, Mike?
Four guys.
Who did you give the rose to? What? Who are the candidates and who did you give the rose to?
Four guys for one spot. Yeah, here are my four guys. De'Aaron Fox, Darius Garland, Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards. I picked Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
But it was close. Halliburton was right there. I went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I think what pushed it over the top for Anthony Edwards is, as much as people have talked about how great Halliburton's been, the buzz around Anthony Edwards and what people are saying that are around the team and the way they talk about the guy. And I just felt like he had to be what he's done to this point for that team. I felt like he had to be there. I think if I was going to add one guy, to my team and take somebody off, I think Halliburton would be the guy that I'd put on if I take somebody off. All right. So those are my, so I had four guards.
Okay.
Steph, Booker, Mitchell, Anthony Edwards. Forwards, no brainer, KD, no brainer, LeBron.
Tatum, Mike, I want to just say, can I just say something really quickly? I'm so proud. Yeah. I thought for sure you were going to come in saying there's no way LeBron deserves a spot on this team. I really thought you were going to come in and say that, just so you know.
Well, here's the thing. If you look at the other choices, right, I think it's more a case of I can't make an argument in favor of some of the guys who I might have considered in that spot over what LeBron's consistency, what he brings to the table, and what he brings to the table in a situation like this where – he's not going to have to be the main guy. He's not going to have to be the guy that scores a ton of points. He can just be the guy that is the conduit. He can be the old sage. He can be the guy that theoretically we've always heard that he wants to become. This would be the perfect scenario for him to kind of be that type of player. Now, is he capable of that? I mean, that's something we've debated over and over again, whether or not he'd ever actually – sort of.
Isn't it crazy? Like, I think, like, every time I think about it, I think back to, was 2004 when he played in the Olympics for the first time. He played in 2004 in Athens, right? It was in Athens.
Yeah.
Like, and he was not even starting, sitting on the bench, Kobe playing. And then I just remember waking up early in the morning to watch the games because I wanted to see Ron play for like 8 minutes or 10 minutes. And I don't remember what game it was. It was like the third game that he played, and that he had that ridiculous dunk in the game. And I just etched in my brain, and I'm like, this is like, it's awesome. He's a young kid. He wasn't the old head at that time because it was crap 18 years ago. But I just remember that. And I was like, that's the almost the role that he needs now. Right? Like, I'm going to play, you know, 16 minutes, maybe probably less than, I don't know. They're 10-minute quarters, right? In the Olympics. So
yes,
maybe play 16 minutes, maybe less than that, and just like teach the young guys. And at the same time, just – I think it's higher than 25%. Now I've like come around to it. I think he wants one more go of it. Like, he wants to do it one more time because he knows this is the last time. He's not going to do it after this. He's not playing.
It's one more thing to put on his GOAT resume, right?
Sure. I mean, for sure. I didn't mean to go on a tirade there.
I think it makes sense for all parties for him to play if he wants to. And there are reasons, I can understand reasons why he wouldn't want to, but there are some compelling reasons why he would want to participate in this.
So, theoretically, if Bronny's healthy enough to play, and which sounds like he is playing, I mean, it sounds like he got the all clear, but if he gets the all clear and he's playing, like, theoretically, if Bronny's coming out, that would be summer league for Bronny too. So Just saying.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, like I said, there's compelling reasons for him to play. There's compelling reasons why he might not. So it would be a good ad for this team. Yeah, let's put it that way. So I have KD as a forward, no-brainer. LeBron, no-brainer. Tatum, not a no-brainer, but I feel like he has to be on this team. And then a guy that we haven't even mentioned that I think needs to be on the team is Jimmy Butler. I think Jimmy Butler has to be on this team. When you start talking about toughness, you start talking about big game guy, you talk about a guy who defends. When I compare him with Kawhi and Zion probably have maybe a higher upside, but I feel like Jimmy Butler, an alpha maybe
he's,
among
and he's
alphas.
He's really good at being a ball boy at the U.S. Open too.
There you go. So to me, I think Butler, I didn't feel like he was a no-brainer, but I felt like he was a guy that deserved to be on this team.
He entered my mind space, Mike. He was on my mind space.
Yeah.
But I looked at the theoretical upside of Kawhi over him was what I
– Yeah. All right. So then from there, I started looking at, okay, you're trying to find guys that positionally can do multiple things, right? Because you don't want necessarily the traditional – big. You want a big that can guard multiple positions and do multiple things and play in different ways. So looking at guys from this year's team, we already talked about Jaren Jackson Jr. To me, whatever chance he had of being on the Olympic team just goes up and whistles every time he steps out on the floor and picks up all those fouls. I mean, he's just you can't have Jaren Jackson on this team next year. You just can't. But his backup, Paolo, has played really, really
well in
his role.
You're putting Paolo on this team?
No, I'm not. Okay. Paolo's not on this team.
A heart attack, Mike.
He's not on this team. But what I will say is in his role, which is a limited role, he's played very, very well. He's played very well offensively. He's played very, very well defensively. He's versatile. He has size. He's a guy who's going to be better a year from now than he is right now. So I don't think he's on this team. I didn't put him on this team. But when I looked at who's my next guy that I might consider because of his experience this year, and again, the weight that that carries with guys making the next team, I felt like he was a guy that was right on the cusp of getting in. But I did not put him in. So I have four forwards and four guards, which means I'm left with two centers.
I know where this is going.
So, although I am not a Anthony Davis fan, I think on this team, I think Anthony Davis, again, when you're not asking Anthony Davis to be your best player, when you're not asking Anthony Davis to be a guy that you need to count on to score, look, you can make the same counter argument to me, right, that I made with you with Kawhi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand. Mike, I'm just giving you a hard time, Mike. I'm just giving you.
No, I'm just saying that's the counter argument, right? Is if that can he stay healthy? But I don't think, just like Kawhi, right? If you discount, hey, if you tell me Kawhi is going to be healthy, then Kawhi is on this team, no question, right?
Yep.
If you tell me AD is going to be healthy, AD's got to be on this team. I mean, he's better than some of the other guys that we were putting on here. If he's healthy,
yeah. Okay. All right. You can sell me on that.
All right. So then. The last spot for me came down to two guys.